So continuing the sugis of Arba Minim and Sukkis, we're going to go into a sugya which is really relates to several other mitzvahs. It's a famous sugya. The rate that you say in yeshivas is very, you know, people speak about it a lot. Just to go into it and see the sources of the sugya, how it relates to the sugya. So we'll start with a question. The question is like this. We mentioned already in the last few weeks at mitzvah that you need to have a hiddur. You need to have an arba minim, a nice esrog, a nice lulav, is a din of hiddur. And as we'll get back to later in the shiur, we saw Rashi that said that also part of zekei levan veyu. Tried to explain last week why. Rashi had to get to that. We have a din of hiddur mitzvah. You're bad, or you add to the mitzvah. Now the question is like this. The shaila that came up, that everybody discusses, is a hiddur can be done, so to speak, on its own without the mitzvah. The story that happened with Reb Chaim Brisker, that's the story that everybody speaks about, brought down in the Nispachim, the new Chiddush Reb Chaim, then there's a letter that wrote a person named Yehuda Leib Doin Chichya, who said the stories that happened to him when he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and he had a few stories, very interesting. And the second story he brings is this story. And the story is like this. Comes Sukkos, the first day, the second day, and he had two esrogim. One esrog was beautiful, was muhudr, was, you know, just an amazing esrog. But he didn't have the chazakah. Always the esrog, what's the problem? Maybe it's a murkav. We're not sure. When esrog comes from an unknown place, you fear that it's not really a pure esrog. You're afraid maybe it's a combination of, let's say, a lemon. Right? That's why the Moroccan esrog and people like them, because it came from a place where they didn't really, agriculture, they were not so advanced to do harkava. Okay? So you're not sure. So when you have a chazaka, you know for sure there's a good esrog. He had this esrog, he wasn't so sure if it's kosher, but it was mehudr. It was beautiful. Then he had another esrog. The second esrog was 100% kosher. It came with a chazaka, came from a place that you 100% know what it is, but not so beautiful. So which esrog should you take first? Which of them should you pick up first? You say the bracha. What should you pick up first? So the basic understanding would be, pick up the one that is 100% kosher. Then you for sure do the mitzvah. Then you want to go do a hiddur mitzvah. So then you take the next one. That's the havan. Said Reb Chaim to this person, no. You can't do that. Why? Because when you pick up the esrog, which is not mehudar, but it's kosher, and you pick it up, you're yaitzeh the mitzvah. You're yaitzeh. Now afterwards, you want to go pick up a mitzvah which is mehudar, too late, you already did the mitzvah. You can't do a hiddur after the mitzvah is already performed. So therefore he says, what should you do? You should first of all pick up the mitzvah with the mehudar one. If it's a good esrog, you're not sure if it's a good esrog. If it's a good esrog, perfect. Not only you picked up a good esrog, you picked up a mehudar thing with esrog. If it's not, you didn't do anything. So then you put it down, take the other esrog, and you yaitzeh with that. So then you have the mimon of shach. That's what Reb Chaim says. Let's see Reb Chaim inside. It's this letter. We'll just see a few pieces. It's right in the middle of the page. He brings here the story. The next morning, he saw my esrog was not so mehudar. Then another esrog which was beautiful. What esrog should I take first? So he went on to say what he's going to do, and then he says, "V'omar." Which is two lines, the end of the line. Halo mitzvah esrog, you don't do mitzvah tefillin, shemitzvah zekolim. Tefillin you can do the whole day. You can put it again and again. Shemitzvah esrog, rak lekicha pa'am achas. You take only the esrog once. V'im ikach v'yadi yisa esrog, shu b'vade kosher, halo yikem teich eva mitzvah. V'achaka, kishikach eta mehudor, halo yese yidu bliki yu mitzvah. Kem mitzvah kakiyanti. Right? You already did the mitzvah. Now you're going to go do the hitter too late. If it's okay, great. So Rabbi says, you have to first of all, you cannot do you cannot do a hiddur after the mitzvah was performed. You could do a hiddur only before, meaning or together. But to go in and do an esrog in the beginning, that is already kosher lebehadri, you know it's kosher. Then you're going to go and add another esrog hiddur, too late. That's what Reb Chaim says. This is the famous Reb Chaim on Arba Minim and Sukkos. The story that happened. Let's go now into the sugya just to learn a little bit this idea. Can a hiddur be done after the mitzvah was performed? Can you add to the mitzvah by doing it even better after the mitzvah was performed? We'll see. The basis of this discussion really starts with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kulam and Gilbo says the following, top and the right. The Gemara says the following. Tonu Rabon, Hamal, Kozman, Shuhoisik, Vemilo, Choyzer, Ben Altitzi, Meakvim, Isamilo, Ben Altitzi, Shein, Meakvim, Isamilo. In Bris Milah, there is the actual cutting of the Arla, and then there's things called Tzitzim. Tzitzim are some leftover skin. When a person is in the middle of Bris Milah, he should take out the entire skin, including all these small leftovers, what they're called Tzitzim. Take that as well. All of them. But Pirish, he stopped the Bris Milah. For the tzitzim that are me'akev, without that, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah, you have to go back and fix it. If not, you don't. So meaning, if a person did A, took out the arla, and there's a little leftover of skin in the bris milah, he does not have to go back and he doesn't go back to fix it and make it more mehudar. So Rashi says, what are we talking about? Rashi says, we're talking on Shabbos. Look at Rashi on the side. Rashi says, it's a new start. You're doing your bris milah on Shabbos. You have to do bris milah for what's a bris. Here the bris was performed. Now you want just to add a hiddur afterwards. Too late. You don't do that on Shabbos. That's what he says. That's Rashi. Now the Gemara goes on and says, before we go to the Hemshach Gemara, we'll look at it in a second. So here, according to Rashi, we're speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos, a person made a bris milah, mekayem the mitzvah. He did chilul Shabbos, but you're allowed to do chilul Shabbos, so it's not chilul Shabbos. Now the question is, can I go back? He finished bris milah, he missed your piece. It's not 100% mehudar. It's kosher, but I'm mehudar. Can I go back? You can't do it on Shabbos. What happens on a weekday? What happens on a weekday? Or on a weekday, you should be able to go back. Yeah. For sure. Why not? Go back and fix it.
You had to make it a hit mitzvah.
Make it a mitzvah. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam is in the top, in the middle. So look at the Rambam. Hamal. Person does milo. Kozman shohisik mimilo choyzer. Ben al titza me'akvim, ben al sheni me'akvim. He's in the middle of doing it, he can go back and fix it. Piresh, you finished the bris. Al titza me'akvim choyzer, al titza sheni me'akvim, ein choyzer. You don't go back until Shane Mack. The Hemshech of the Rambam, two halachas later, he speaks about Shabbos. So says the Kesef Mishnah, who's the Beis Yosef, the same person, who in the Shulchan Aruch, says, you see with the Rambam, that's not only in Shabbos, it's also in the weekday. Look at the Kesef Mishnah over here on the left. Rabbeinu would speak that this Bryce and the Gemara speaks about Shabbos only like Rashi. Why do you speak twice? Once on a weekday, once on Shabbos? You have two halachas. One's a Gabi Choyl, one's a Gabi Shabbos. It doesn't have to go back. You want to go back, go back. But you don't have to. So, says the Magid Mishnah, in the Kesef Mishnah, in the Rambam, explaining the Rambam, and that's how everybody understands the Rambam. The Rambam says, a person finished the bris milah, and he has a little piece of thing left, you don't have to go back. Why not? What about hiddur mitzvah? You don't go back. You're done. You don't go back for the mitzvah. You want to do it, do it. But there's no inyan to go back and do it. That's what the Rambam says.
Is this a distinction between like a b'di'evid l'chatchila versus a hiddur?
No, so it's not a b'di'evid, you would say go back. Right. But anything which is b'di'evid, you'd say, the Rambam should say, yachsoy, v'imloy chaz or kosher. Right? You don't have to go back at all. Let's see the tour left corner of the page. It says the following. And we have Amal calls Manchim Misasik Amilo. He's a little busy in the Milo. Choizup, that is a Makvim, but the chain of Makvim goes back to this piece of skin. Pirish, when he left, Ainu Chazan El Makvim. Vayu Tzech Lach, so Shay Makvim. He doesn't have to go back for the ones or not. Says the Tor. Pirush, this is the gears that the Bisyosef has. The Bach does not have this gears in the Bisyosef, in the Tor. Pirush is the Tor. Mayer Bishabis. As Choizel Makvim, Ainu Chazan Shana Makvim. They doesn't go back. Val bechoil choizer al hakoil pe meakvim bein shed meakvim. Choizer have to go back. So the way the tour according to this gears of the Bisei Yosef, the tour is arguing the Rambam. The Rambam says you have no and the choizer you don't have to go back. You want to go back and fix it, good. You don't want to go back, you don't have to. The tour says no. A week to have, of course you should go back and fix it. What's the machlokes the Rambam and the tour? So first of all, let's understand the Rambam. Why the Rambam says that after you finished in a weekday, you finished the Bismillah, why don't you go back to take out the piece of skin? Why not? You want to make it beholder. Why not? What does the Oilam think?
I don't know. It's a good question. Because he should wouldn't mention Shabbos again if he didn't.
Right. Let's assume that, like, that's what the Rambam means. Everybody assumes that also in the Rambam. So the basic is what we just spoke about, Gabi Esrik.
Yeah,
after the mitzvah is performed, you can't do hider anymore. It's done. I'm doing hider. You're doing your own what? Hider needs to be part of a mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah, behidur, perfect. But if you already did the mitzvah, then you want to go add a hider to it later, too late. The mitzvah is already done. That's how the Achrim explained the Rambam. Let's see. The first one, for the one who speaks about it directly, is the Shagasari. Shagasari is right in the middle of the page, Venerally, explains the Rambam. Kivan shay Rambam bechol nay mechalak ben pirush lepirush lepirush ein nechoyzer al titzi shay makvim shvamino. What do we instead for the Rambam? Severely, the loy shayach is snoy lefonov gabi mil. You can't do snow for mitzvahs. Do a hider. Ela boich lepirush ulay silik yoda. Only when he's there, he didn't push his hands. Yimeno. Avlaachas shapirek besilik yoda yimeno. But then after he took his hands, ain't kai mishu snow for mitzvahs. She's chayv lachzul atchem mechodesh. That's it, it's a new thing. You finished the mitzvah. You can't do a hiddur. You can't beautify the mitzvah after the mitzvah is already completely done.
But, you know, the bris is a single, I guess you're talking about a singular mitzvah. Here when you say you've hit a mitzvah on the Esra, it's two separate, you have two separate objects for the mitzvah.
Yeah.
You're picking up one and then you're putting it down and you're picking up another one. They're two separate to me. That's the difference.
So I think you're touching my thing. The push-up shot is the point you're saying is exactly the opposite. What do you mean exactly the opposite? Esther, when you pick up Esther in the morning, you're into the mitzvah of the Raisa.
Yeah.
And then they're about it. You picked it up. It's over.
Right.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Prismilla, one can argue.
Yeah.
The Prismilla, 1 second. After I did the mitzvah, I'm done with Prismilla.
No, you're not.
I am a mohul. I'm going on with a meal. So here's where the discussion comes. What does the Torah hold? The Torah says the bris mila, you could go back to the tzitzit. Why? So some want to say that, you know, we'll go straight to your point. Says the Beis Halevi, the father of Reb Chaim, right? This is one of the sugars where you have all the generations of the briskers. Now the Beis Halevi, the Reb Chaim, and the briskerov. So the Beis Halevi says, the Torah agrees with the Rambam. You finish mitzvah, you can't do tzitzit. Too late. So why is the Torah arguing? The Torah says milah is different. Milah is a constant mitzvah. It doesn't end. You do the bris at the beginning, but then you always are mohul. You are a mohul. That's another mitzvah, to be mohul. There's two separate things. Let's see how the Beis Halevi says it. The Beis Halevi says, he brings the Rambam, by the way, and he already the father of Chaim, already mentioned the case of the Esrig based on the Rambam. Because he breaks, look at the bit, basically he says a story. He says, explains the Rambam. He says, it's a long shtickle, says Brisbane by the end. He says, the Hadar calls only later. Before he finished, if he's in the middle of the mitzvah, he can finish it up and take out the skin. After he's already out, right? Basically, was on the side. So he says, here's the story, our story. He says a little different story. I think he has the option to do both, but he already did one. Chaykin is down luluv yoter noe. Yeah, he's a better luluv. Himeshav chiyuv likacha noe. Can you do noe after you finish? Tiyash Shlomo says the base of Levi. The avodah the betchilu im ayuluf and ashtem beyachta im chavu tola noe. If you have the choice, you take the better one. Aval adushka not of a yotz. I don't even did it. The end of chiyuv shlomo. It says too late. Okay, my stands up. That's expensive. That's the base of Levi says after he did a mitzvah, you can't do hider. And the same thing by luluv exactly like Reb Chaim the son said. Says the Beis Halevi, the next piece, or that's the Torah, what does the Torah hold? Svei the Chodzok L'Achzor, he says, how what the Pshat? He says, Anira, I'm skipping three lines, the Svei Mitzvah Zmila, Nimsheches ala Adam kol Yemei Chayov. Filin Mitzvah Zmila stays forever. And therefore, except the cutting, you still have the Mitzvah going on. That's what he says in the Torah. So says the Beis Halevi, the Ram and the Torah are not arguing. The Ram and the Torah, they're both agreeing with a concept that the minute you're finished, you can go on, you can continue on. That's how, I mean, you finish, you can do a hidur afterwards. Mm-hmm. The discussion is it considered to be finished or not? But after you finish, you can do a hidur. That's how the Beis Halevi learns. By the way, the Beis Halevi is basing himself also the Hemshech HaGemara. Because the Gemara, I mean, without seeing inside, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings, in this Gemara that we learned before, the Gemara says, who's the what mandarma that said that after you finish, you can't go back? So he says, the Gemara tells us, we're talking about, you have a concept called lechem haponim in Beis HaMikdash. Needs to be tomit. Lechem haponim, the fun night tomit. It needs to be in front of me the whole time. So the Gemara says, what happens? You remove the lechem on Shabbos. When do you put the next lechem? Says the Rambam, the Rabbanon, it needs to be like
one, right, one constant movement.
As the Gemara says, one, exactly.
One
the Gemara says, menichin tficho shel ze, b'tzatzoch shel ze. It's as if like a trail. Right. You take out one thing, the next one coming right in. Because that's to be taught me. That's to be one sec without a lechem. The Gemara brings that, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says, no. You could put in the morning, take out one lechem, and then you take the next lechem. It's not a problem. As long as you're performing the mitzvah the same day, it's considered to be tamid.
It's a boy because it's a constant mitzvah.
Not because it's a constant mitzvah. Just because it's tamid. Uh-huh. Anything is done the same day as tamid. So, says Rashi, Rashi explains. So the Gemara says, who's the one that you can go back and sit him? Or not? If the question is, if I did the mitzvah in the morning and I want to continue in the evening, is it going to be one or not? So you see, what the Chayim bring from this Gemara, they say, you see from this Gemara, the Gemara equates the two things. It says it's considered to be a hefsek or not. Not sure, but if it is a hefsek, you're done with the mitzvah. Now, okay, so can you do hidur? That's another discussion. Now that you're done with the mitzvah, you can do it on the hidur. Says the Beis Halevi, everybody agrees that hidur mitzvah after you're done with the mitzvah is too late. Kabbayna. So now the question is, so how can you do bris milah? Because you're not done with the mitzvah. Mitzvah's concept. That's what the Beis Halevi is. The Reb Chaim also brought the Rambam. According to that, the Reb Chaim and we don't know what he holds within Torah. Like nobody argues in that. Lemaise, we have the machlekes in La Halacha regarding the bris. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The same machlekes are two in the Rambam. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch inside. The Shulchan Aruch is there in the middle, right below the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh tzitzi on me'akvis emilu v'yishayin ma'akvisam. Shulchan Aruch says anything. You have tzitzi, they're problem. And he goes on to say the examples. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch goes on two lines later. If you learn Yishai Menel Me'at and Chovir Me'akov, the Torah ain't Me'akov. It's not Me'akov if you don't have it. The Shulchan Aruch says the Ramah Umikol Mekoyim Imu Bechorel. If it's a weekday, Lechatchila Yitur Kol Tzitzit. You don't have Yishai Me'akov. You should take it out. Right? That's the Ramah. Says the right below this the Shulchan Aruch because the Pisach Tshuva says the Pisach Tshuva. He brings the Shagas Aryeh that we just saw before, and he says that's why. Look at the middle of the third or fourth line of the piece of Chuva. He says, "The Yofta Osa Be'Arabi says that Sheish with the Shulchan Aruch Das HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch does not tell you that you have to go back and fix it. Abi Sharam Omiyoy. Why does the Shulchan Aruch take it out? Because he holds like the Rambam. The Rambam says the minute you finish a mitzvah, you can't go back. The Torah says even when you finish Bris Milah, you should go back. Says the Machlekes Shulchan Aruch Rama. When you finish Bris Milah, you should go back and fix it. Shulchan Aruch does not mention to go back. Why? Because he holds like the Rambam." He said like the Rama, like the Torah. And the Rama says like the Torah. And he says like the Torah, you have to go back and fix it.
So says, to say if it's Shabbos, you should go back on Sunday?
Yeah, yeah. Or whenever you go back. You have to fix that. If according to the Beis Halevi, at least, that he learns it's considered to be a constant mitzvah. You always have to go fix it up. That's the other thing. That's how the Beis Halevi learns. But his grandson, the Bris Kerov, did not learn that way in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. He learned the Torah differently. The Torah, the Ramah, he learned differently. And I'll tell you what he says. We have it here in the bottom, but let's see it outside. See, I was also a little tired too.
But hard to follow.
He says like this. The Bris Kerov is speaking Hilchas Chanukah. In Chanukah, we have a din that you have the Mitzvah Chanukah. But then you have Mehadrin. Mm-hmm. The Mehadrin. And what does the Mehadrin and the Mehadrin do? That every person in the house adds his own candles. Mm-hmm. So says the Bris Kerov, that if you look at the Ram didn't say every person in the house lights his own candles. The Ram says that the Balabais will add more candles for every person in the house. Nice. So let's say you have three people, and it's the 8th day of Hanukkah. So the Balabais will put 24 candles. The Ramah, the way we do it, is that each one does 8 candles. Says the Bris Kerov, what's a machlekes? Says the Bris Kerov, this is a machlekes. The Rambam holds, you can't do here the mitzvah after you did the mitzvah. So if I did the mitzvah, now I tell my son, let's say, Abba Bar Mitzvah, you go do your mitzvah. What's this mitzvah? It's hiddur. Mm-hmm. Hiddur? You can't do hiddur after the mitzvah is done. The mitzvah was done. The Mehadrin add more candles in the window. Too late. So that's where the Rambam says, no, the one who should do it. Yeah, it's about in the bias. We have a din, now we learn Chanukah, we have a din in the bias too. Well, yeah. But it is, let's say, the myth, yeah, the Mehadrin goes in the bias, for sure.
Right.
So, the says the Rambam, the one who will do it is the Baal HaBayis. Not, you don't tell your son to do it, it's too late. If you're doing it, you could do it with Vasach as all the candles. But to make your son do it later, look on its own, let's assume, you can't do it. The Ramah says, no, you could do Hidr after the mitzvah. So I do the mitzvah, then later my son does the Hidr. No problem. You could do Hidr after the mitzvah. After the mitzvah is finished. Says the Mishkov, that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Hey, that's a machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramah, who lights the extra candle. That's what he says. And that's what he brings. That's a machlekes, the Bris Kerov there in the bottom. If, according to the Beis Halevi, you can't say that. The Torah never said that you could do a hiddur after the mitzvah. You could do a hiddur only if the mitzvah is a constant mitzvah. So the mitzvah is kind of the mitzvah, like a bismillah, you have to be mole. So then you could say that you can fix it later. But a chalikah is a legalist mitzvah. The mitzvah is to keep the light, not to have candles lit. That's not your mitzvah. If the candles go off, you don't fix it. So you can't say that. So the Bris Kerov doesn't learn that way in the Torah in the Ramah. He learns that even when you finish a mitzvah, you can go ahead and do a hiddur. Right. And what the we'll see inside. Yeah, at least the last two lines, the way you put the Ramah. See, the Vayu Kedas Rashi Vatur, the Kolach Lugan Parsha, Parsha, Wagli, and Imistash Shabbos, Tachos, it's like. It's only the Gabi Shabbos, the last lines of the Bris Kerov over here. Avalian Iker Mitzvah, and Chiluk. The Gabi Pirish Iki do Mitzvah, even when you left, you still have Hidu Mitzvah. That's what he says. That's what works in their mitzvah. That's how the Bris Kerov learns in Ner Chanukah. So says the Bris Kerov, it's really a machloikis, the Rambam, and the Torah. If after you finish the mitzvah, can you go ahead and do the hiddur after that? That's what the Bris Kerov learns. Meaning, going back to our case of the lulav and esrog, if you took already an esrog, which is kosher, to go ahead and do another one, which is mehudar, according to the Beis Halevi, the Rambam and the Torah agree, too late. According to the Bris Kerov, no, that's exactly the machlekes. Machlekes, the Rambam and the Torah, can you do a hiddur later? So can you do a little esrog, which will hiddur after you did the mitzvah? Okay, that's the Bris Kerov. So Bris Kerov, Pasha argues with his grandfather regarding if the Torah is arguing the Rambam or the Torah agrees with the Rambam and just speaks about the Bris Milah, which is a constant mitzvah. Right. Okay, so that's just building up that sugya of who is arguing what. Now here, I want to try and go and say the following. The question really is, when you're speaking here about a hiddur mitzvah in sukkah, the question is that exactly equivalent to the case of a bris milah?
Yeah, we can have a shliach in the case of a bris
milah. You can have a shliach too.
Right.
So there's a few chilukim here. So first of all, the first one who brings out this case,
okay, yeah.
The first one who says let's not equate these two sugyas, is the pre-Yitzchak. Pre-Yitzchak is the Yitzchak Blazer, Talmid of Rishos Salanter. He has a tshuvas, and he wrote a tshuvah to the Beis Halevi. And the Beis Halevi said, oh, I have a Beis Mila, and I have the same case. What are you doing over here? He says the pre-Yitzchak, what's like a big difference? You can't do it. So what's the simple difference? And Bris Mila, what happens to Bris Mila? After you finish the Bris, you're going back and you're fixing what? What are you fixing? The original bris. That original bris that you had before is missing something over there. You're going over there and you're fixing it. Here, when I'm taking another lulav, nothing to do with the first one. The first one is over. I did that mitzvah. Now I want to do a new mitzvah. Says the priest, the little priest right in the middle of the page. He says, when he does the second lulav, it's too late. It's not even too late. It's a separate thing. So you don't go back to the Hebrew. He doesn't fix the mitzvah that he did previously. If he's cutting it after, he's adding a Hebrew to the mitzvah. So here's another thing of Anfal. Could be the Bris Mila, the reason why the two, even if you don't say like a Beis Halevi, the Bris Mila is a constant mitzvah. You could do something else. By a Bris, what I'm doing in Hidu later, even though the mitzvah is finished, but I'm as if retroactively fixing what I did. I did something, wasn't so perfect, I came back later, and I fixed it. That original thing looks now nicer. But here, when I'm doing a little else, I picked a little SM Yates, I'm done. Then you're going ahead and doing another thing, it's time a mitzvah Hidu, you didn't do it. So that's one thing, just a point that pre-Yitzchak says. The discussion is like this, the nice. Tzvi Pesach Frank, he speaks about this whole idea. And he wants to come and say the following. He wants to say that the reason why you can argue on Reb Chaim, Chaim's sack, like I'd be the rule of an Esrik, and say it differently. So like this, you know when that, so we brother Pre-Yitzchak says one angle it says that lulav is much worse because lulav you're not going back to the original mitzvah. You want to say the Tzvi Pesach the idea, just take the opposite. It's like this, I agree with you Reb Chaim and the Rambam. So after you finish the mitzvah, you can't go in and do a hiddur, it's too late. But what happens if you're not just doing the hiddur? What happens if you're doing the actual mitzvah? Then you could do it. Hi, 1 second, but the mitzvah is finished. How can you do the mitzvah again? So, right? Just to clarify. Basically, there's 2 points over here in the prime. One is, listen, you finished the mitzvah, how can you do it? You do it later. Too late. Right? So, one answer is, so previously says, yeah, depends what? Depends if you fix the retroactive or not. The other side is, okay, you say after I did the mitzvah, I can do it again? Well, it depends. Maybe I'm not finished the mitzvah. So we said by mitzvah, the idea of constant mitzvah. Comes the Tzvi Pesach, it says, you can say in the lulav that the lulav is not finished. What do you mean it's not finished? We are finished. He says, no, well, let's look. There's a famous thesis. Tzvi asks, you see in the right, in the bottom right in the corner, he says, mitam we always have to do a bracha before you do the mitzvah. He says, the Tzvi says, mitam zetzorach levaracha lulav kodeshit lenu. You have to do a bracha before you take the lulav. Right? So Tzvi brings the problem that we know we have. Tzvi says, when are you going to do the bracha on the lulav? So before you pick it up, it's still in the box. That's too early. No, so pick it up. You're ready to eat it. So that's what Tzitzis comes. The idea, you turn it around. That's what we turn the Esrog around because that's you picked it up, but you're not yet doing the mitzvah. Tzitzis goes on and says, no, maybe you can even do it even later. Hi, it's not before. Says Tzitzis, look at the end of Tzitzis. He says, it's the when you get to the Y lines of Tzitzis towards the end of the first line. It's not finished. Why not? You still have to shake it. We shake it later. So you're still performing some, even though it's not ma'akev, you're still doing something with the mitzvah. In the halal, I think he means. Or maybe even in the beginning. Or another thing, the Yerushalayim would go around with the lulav the whole day. So they would carry the mitzvah with them. It would be like a more constant mitzvah. So, and today's as I'll be shield from ein me'akvim. We call him. We'll be shield from mitzvah. We'll move. So, what are you saying? What?
You also walk around. You have
other shadows.
When you walk around.
No, yeah. The way they did, I just they were walking with the lulav and esrog the whole time.
Right, but we do one when
we do. We put a dead. The shadows that we do, but that yeah, that's in Rosh Hashanah. So he says like this. Says the Taisis. No, the mitzvah is not done. Even though the main mitzvah is done, Kol Zman that you still have what to do over here. I mean, you have to know, during the day of Sukkot, you have what to do with lulav and esrog. So it's not 100% finished. So it's Pesach, that's why here also you could really do the mitzvah later. That's what the Pesach says. So he said, we did already the mitzvah. Yeah, but the mitzvah is not 100% finished. I want to add one more thing. Based on what we said, learned in the last 2 weeks. And basically, the end of it, yes, last week's shiur, we brought this idea. And just to want to just develop on that, to go ahead and give an idea here, how can you do after the mitzvah is finished. So if you remember, Rashi in the beginning of Sukkah told us that how do you go ahead and do a mitzvah of what's the hiddur of Esrog? Rashi says it's a Zekiel of Anvil. So Toi says Rashi, how can you say Zekiel of Anvil? Hiddur mitzvah is never ma'akev. And we know that when you have an Esrog, which is not good, which is Yovish, a dry Esrog, what happens to a dry Esrog? It's puzzle. So says Tayyip, how can you tell me the reason why you need to have a good esrog? Zekel is not Mac. That's what we learned last week. So we brought what was the answer to that? Says we learned last week, the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer comes and tells me, he says, there's two types of hiddur. Right? Let's see Chasam Sofer inside. Last week he didn't see it inside. He says like this. It's in the bottom on the left, he says, in the third line, there's Shlomo. When you have a mitzvah which is part of the mitzvah itself, then even if you're missing it, you're missing the Iker mitzvah. Says the Chasam like this. Let's just repeat the question of Tosfos. Tosfos says Rashi. We know one of the hiddur mitzvah that we have is you have to tie the lulav outside. What happens if you didn't do it? You're okay. So you see, the hiddur is not me'akif. Rashi says the reason why you have a mitzvah to do a esrog mehudar is why? Because of hiddur mitzvah. So why is there it's me'akif? Says the Chasam, it depends. There is hiddur which is in the thing itself. There is a hiddur which is outside. Covering the thing from the outside is beautiful, you do outside of the mitzvah. Hiddur in the thing itself is when you have an actual love. That one is Makkah. That one's not Makkah. That's a Chasam we said last week. The Brisker Rav says a little, it's brought down the name of Brisker a little different. And the one that says a little more fairish is the Harei Kedem, Rishaber. And that's in the, more in the top. He says the following. He says, no, it depends. There's two types of hiddur. There's a hiddur, which it's beauty. You have it, and that's what we mentioned last week as well. You have it, it's beautiful. You don't have it, it's Kefalach. But sometimes the hiddur means if you don't have it, it's just ugly. You're missing the Iker Mitzvah. That's what I get. He says, look at the base. Near the, like I get to start. Near the Eshtei Din Vanveu. Aleph, Din Vanveu, Lo Sif, Benoy Mitzvah Kol Chochah. Add more beauty to the Mitzvah. Skip it to base, which is a few lines before the end. Din Noy Mitzvah, but Mitzvah Shloi Tehe Kebal Mom. Umufka Bishem Agami. If you don't have that Noy, you're missing some of the Iker Mitzvah. Shudah Bechev Tzamitah Shiyah Leshem Noy. That's what he says. So, we have a Hadar, which is part of the mitzvah itself. Chasam Sofer says it as if it's in the mitzvah. The way the Brisker Rav says it is you're missing it, you're making something issue with the mitzvah itself. The Brikas of Rome, that's the last Maror that we have over here, he brings the Chakir of the Brisker Rav. And it's Gishmak also because it has to do with everything we learned today. The Brisker Rav asks the following. We'll talk about it outside. Brisker Rav says, is hiddur, what it is a Chakir, is a Gishmak Chakir of the Brisker Rav. When I have a hiddur mitzvah, where hiddur mitzvah comes from? Is it a pshat that you have mitzvahs, many, several mitzvahs to do, and then you have another requirement, a generic requirement, to try to do whatever you do better. So when I'm doing the mitzvah better, I'm doing the ikar mitzvah, plus I'm doing something better, which is relate to all the mitzvahs. It's like a generic common denominator. You have to go ahead and add to all the mitzvahs. Or the hiddur is that every mitzvah and mitzvah has two parts to it. You have the actual mitzvah, you have an addition. When I'm adding to the mitzvah, is that a din in the mitzvah itself, or it's a din in a, like a generic thing in the Torah? That's what he says. So he brings two rayas that has to do with the mitzvah itself. One is the Rambam in Legabi Mila. What does Legabi Mila? He did the Mila. It says, Kolzman Sh'oisig B'Mila. You could go back and take the piece of skin they're missing, right? Why? So you say, if you left, it says over. Okay, but while you're still there, you can do the Hidur. How can you do? How can you do it on Shabbos? It's something that's separate. See, it's not separate. It's part of it. The second one is the Rashi we learn. What does Rashi say? Say Keli Van Veyu, the same Rashi. That's why Lulav needs to be more. So says the Rishkov, just the equation, the mathematical equation, the logical equation. If you're saying that Hiddur is not part of the mitzvah itself, so it's not possible if you don't have Hiddur, that the mitzvah will be possible. I mean, I did the mitzvah. Now you ask me to do something else. Go do Hiddur. I didn't do it. I did the mitzvah. You see, the Hiddur is part of the mitzvah itself. That's what the Briskov says.
What's one mitzvah? That's all. It's not two separate mitzvahs.
It's, and when you're doing Hiddur, you're just adding to the mitzvah itself. So we could say like this, the following thing, based on this whole, putting together everything we learned. Say the following. It really depends. Sometimes knowing mitzvah is maybe from the outside, as the Chassid says, as the Bruce Grove says, additional thing. And that maybe even could be that there will be a Hiddur, which is a generic thing in the Torah. Maybe. But then there's mitzvahs which are part of the mitzvah itself. The way the Bruce Grove says, if you're missing it, it becomes ugly. I want to say, even if it doesn't become ugly, you have a mitzvah, you have a esrog, which is kosher. What's kosher? It's not ugly. It's yaitze. If you add and make it a more beautiful esrog, you're not just adding like a separate thing to make it beauty. You're adding the mitzvah itself. Because if you're missing the minimal amount, the esrog is possible. Now, if you have the minimal amount, right now the esrog becomes kosher. You're adding more. You're not adding just like a separate thing. Right? It's like a three-level tier. It's dry. As we learned last week, you're missing a hadar. It's completely possible. Then you make it not dry. It's kosher. Then you make it better. It's like a separate thing. No, it's just another level of where we are. So you made the press like this. When I'm going and doing a mitzvah, which is more mehudar, I could go ahead and do the mitzvah. Why? You finished the mitzvah? No, you didn't finish the mitzvah. Because closely, you could do another hiddur. When do I say that you finished the mitzvah? It's when the hiddur is not part of the mitzvah itself. When the hiddur is going ahead, and it's not part of it. So then you could go ahead and tell me, listen, you finished the mitzvah, now go ahead and do a hiddur, it's too late. Brismil doesn't work because Brismil Pashas is part of the mitzvah, as the Brismil says. But let's say other things. You finished the mitzvah, you want to go ahead now, you want to go ahead after you shake the lulav without it being tied up, you want to go not tie it up. Too late. The mitzvah's done. He says, no, but I want to do it better. Too late. But when I'm going to making a beauty in mitzvah itself, making the mitzvah better mitzvah, then I can tell you, listen, I did the mitzvah one way, but now I want to do the same mitzvah a little better. That maybe could be done later. Even though the mitzvah is finished, you can do so. It doesn't explain the Rambam.
No.
Because the Rambam is speaking of Brismila, but it could explain the Torah. So the Torah that tells you Brismila, you go back, what Brismila says, because he holds the mitzvah as a constant mitzvah. Brismila says, no, even if it's not a constant mitzvah, you learn from Chanukah. But what the answer is that it's the better mitzvah. It's the mitzvah itself being done, performed better. Then maybe in Chanukah, the same thing. Chanukah, the way Mehadrin works, is that you could do that same mitzvah of Chanukah even better. You do candles for one person, you do a candles for another person. It's an even better mitzvah. When you're making the mitzvah better, then you can do it later. When you're just adding beauty to the mitzvah from the outside, then you can do better. Halacha l'maisa, what comes out for this thing? It's a lot of l'om d'shir thing here. Is l'maisa, that's what comes out. Comes out that if you want to take the Rambam, and Uchaim says, is going back to the story that we had. Person has two esrog. Which esrog should he pick up first? The one which is more muhudar or the one who is more kosher? So Reb Chaim Paskin, and as Beis Halevi says as well, is that you have to go ahead and do first the more muhudar. Why? Because after you did the kosher, it's too late to do the muhudar. Based on what we learned, that's right, l'chora according to the Rambam. According to the Torah, at least that way the Risk Grove learns, and the way your Tzvi Pesach says that you can go ahead and still do the mitzvah later, maybe because the mitzvah didn't finish the way the Tzvi Pesach said, or the way we're saying that when you do a hiddur in the mitzvah itself, you can still do another mitzvah. So then maybe in chrami it's better to do kosher first. There is a mile. There is one point why to do the kosher first is better, and that's what the Tzvi Pesach himself says in the beginning. He says, what about hefsek? Meaning, what is the b'chares cheshbon? You go ahead and do a bracha. And the Azlov, which would you pick up? You're picking up the one which is more mehudar. Because maybe that one is not kosher. So you're picking it up, shaking it, and then you go your head and you're taking up the second lulav, saying the first one was kosher, perfect, the perfect mitzvah.
You can't do the bracha again.
You can't do the bracha again. So you want to have the first bracha applied to the second. What about hefsek?
Right.
That's a bit. So he brings the answer in the name of Rav Eliashiv. I mean, he wrote the Sefer 50 years ago. Rav Eliashiv was, relatively speaking, a young person.
Right.
I think it was like in his 40s when that was written, I think. But he says in the name of Rav Eliashiv, he says, I have an answer. Rav Eliashiv says that in this case, Lulav and Esrog is different because in theory, you could start with Lulav and end with the Esrog. It's like it's a mitzvah. Doesn't like it's not a one stop that thing. You could do lulav and then add to the esrog, then add to the hadas, and add to the lulav. So you put an esrog, which is maybe not good. So then you add the better esrog. So you're not. That's why the bracha is not esrog because you start with the lulav, something like that. But it's not so pashut. So therefore, say, there is a reason to tell me that kosher would be better than mehudar. And kosher will be better than mehudar. So therefore, according to the tour, based on the way we describe learning, based on what we said with the base, what we learned, you may have a reason to go ahead and do kosher before mehudar. More kosher before the more mehudar. Because then you can attach the bracha to the mitzvah. Mashiach, according to the Rambam, you do the mehudar before the kosher, then you're separating it. For the Maaser Rav Chaim, we have a Maaser Rav that he said to do the Mehudar first. Because he wanted to go with the Ram, which is more the Shulchan Aruch. To separate the Hadar from the Mitzvah is a little hard to do, even though you're in the Mitzvah too. That's number one. And number two is, today, in our day and age, most of the Sugya that we buy, even if one is more Mehudar...
It's not so...
No, it's more Mehudar, I'm saying, but the Kosher... They're kosher. Most of
them. Not a question.
Again, Cheska's Mukav, not Cheska's Mukav.
It's not 100%. Your assumption is that most places a kosher.
Right.
Right.
And if someone else today, you know, the difference in Hinder could be like minimal. So maybe just pick up the one which is kosher, for sure kosher, and as mehudar as possible to attach it to the bracha. That would be maybe a good pshara today, but we have this issue. The Reb Chaim says the hinder, the more mehudar because before the more kosher, and according to the Torah, the Ramah, the more kosher should be before the mehudar. Now the more kosher could be before the mehudar, and if you attach the bracha, it's better because of the hefsek. So this is a sugya that we learned. This really combines everything we learned this time. Next week we're not going to have a shiur because it'll be a Rosh Hashanah. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll end with one last thing for Arba Minim. Yes.